As I said, I am speaking on Luther's lasting legacy. As we approach the big celebration at the end of this month, it is important for us as Lutheran Christians to know what Martin Luther meant, not just 500 years ago, but as I talk today, on what Martin Luther means for us today. And this is very important because there are a lot of people, when you say Martin Luther, they think of this man, who is, of course, an absolutely important person in the history of our nation. But he's not the Martin Luther we are talking about. We are talking about this man, Martin Luther, who lived 500 years ago in Germany, who made one of the biggest single individual contributions to human history of anyone who has ever lived. Because what Luther did on October 31st, 1517, when he nailed those 95 theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, when he called upon the Roman Catholic Church to take a careful examination of what it was teaching about theology and about the selling of indulgences, what Luther did that day had an enormous impact on the history of the world. And now we, 500 years later, we celebrate what Luther did. As Ron Burgundy said, it's kind of a big deal. And it's important for us as Christians to know what a big deal this is. In fact, remember Y2K? When we changed from 1999 to 2000, that big, big celebration. Back then, Life Magazine, remember Life Magazine? Is it even still around? I have no idea. Life Magazine did a special issue. And they did a special issue on the 100 most influential events and the 100 most influential individuals in the last 1,000 years, from the year 1000 to the year 1999. And I want to share that list because it kind of, not the whole list, you're not going to get all 100 here, but what this was all about. The 100 most influential events in the last 1,000 years, according to Life Magazine. Number one was the invention of the movable type press. Now, to us today, that may not seem like such a big deal, but can you imagine living in a time where every book had to be copied by hand? Imagine life before smartphones. It was a lot different. The press, printing press, changed everything. Number two on the list of the most 100 most influential events in the last 1,000 years was good old Christopher Columbus. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And I know Columbus is a bit politically incorrect among many circles today, but what Columbus did back in 1492 opened up the Western Hemisphere to expansion from the Eastern Hemisphere for good and ill. And number three on Life Magazine's list of the 100 most influential events in the last 1,000 years, Martin Luther nailing the 95 theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, because the world was never the same after that date. Life Magazine had the 100 most influential individuals. Anyone want to take a shot, number one? It's not Luther, just so you know, okay? Anyone? It's not Martin Luther, no. Number one, the most influential person in the last 1,000 years, according to Life Magazine, Thomas Alva Edison, the Wizard of Menlo Park, the greatest American inventor of all time, because without Edison, there would be no such things. Well, there would be there, but he invented them. Things like electric lights, like phonographs, and for kids, phonographs were the predecessors of CDs, okay, and smartphones, such things as motion pictures and hundreds of other things. The second most important influential individual in the last 1,000 years was back to good old Christopher Columbus again. And number three on Life Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people in the last 1,000 years was Martin Luther. You see, Martin Luther is a big deal. He is important. He has made a huge difference. And today I just want to talk with you for a few minutes about why. Why Luther is so important. As Lutheran Christians living in the year 2017, it's important for us to know this because our lives have been shaped by what Luther did. He was a pretty amazing person, and I personally think we are very fortunate to bear his name when we call ourselves Lutherans. So why is Luther so important? Well, first, he changed the world. He changed the world. Now, we throw the word literally around way too much. Okay. I stayed up so late last night, I literally thought I was going to die when I had to get up for church. Okay. That's how we use the word literally all too much. But when it comes to Martin Luther, we can literally say, we literally mean literally when we talk about what Luther said and did. This is a map of what Europe looked like in the early 16th century, vastly different from the Europe today. Germany was made up of hundreds or dozens and dozens of little kingdoms and duchies. It was a world that was about to change, and Luther's actions helped that change along. These two wonderful-looking individuals, they are not contestants on The Bachelor, just so you know, but the two most important people in Europe in Luther's day, Emperor Charles V, King of Spain and Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, and Pope Leo X, the Pope in Rome. When Luther did what he did in 1517, these two men were the two most powerful figures in Europe, but it was a Europe that was about to change, because after centuries and centuries of the Pope, of the church dominating European culture, nations were starting to exert their influence. And what Luther did when he nailed those 95 theses on the door of the church and everything that followed, it helped bring about an enormous change that led to the rise of nations and led to the decline of the power of the papacy in Europe. And Luther was just one of many reformers. He was the first, but he inspired other reformers all across Europe, people with names you may have heard, like Calvin, Erasmus, Zwingli, who proclaimed what Luther proclaimed in their own countries. The Reformation spread throughout Europe. You know this great good-looking guy, King Henry VIII of England, who was so taken with the Reformation, he used the Reformation as an opportunity to get rid of the power of the Roman Catholic Church in England and founded a new Protestant church, the Anglican Church, the Church of England. And the Europe that exists today, in no small part, owes his existence to everything Luther said and did. Luther influenced the church. He made an enormous influence on the church. And this is the church today in Wittenberg, Germany, where Luther nailed the 95 theses on the castle door. Those 95 theses, those 95 statements Luther wanted the church to debate about the selling of indulgences, they were so important in the big scheme of what happened. And we today, it is hard for us to understand the dedication and courage that Luther must have had to dare to stand up against all the powers of the state and the church, to dare proclaim that what he taught was true. He was one man taking on all the powers that be. And again, that word literally, Luther literally did put his life on the line for what he proclaimed. He proclaimed that we are not saved by our own good deeds. We're not saved necessarily by what the church taught. We are saved by God's word. And again, it's hard for us as Lutheran Christians to understand a time when the Bible really wasn't taught all that much. But Luther's rediscovery of the scriptures was the hallmark, the foundation. We're talking about solid foundations. The foundation on all of his teachings, the foundation of who we are today. When Luther was commanded to appear before the royal diet in the city of Worms in the year 1521, and he was commanded to denounce everything he wrote. What did he say? Unless I am convinced by scriptures and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand, God help me, amen. To which we today need to say, thank you, Brother Martin. Because Luther discovered those words we heard in our lesson today, that we are saved by God's grace through faith. It is a gift of Jesus Christ. He proclaimed the biblical truth of salvation through grace that had been, to some extent, forgotten in the church of his day. And we need to keep that in mind today, because there are still countless people in our world who don't know the scriptures and who kind of make up their own theology, their own beliefs in God, not based upon his word. Luther proclaimed what he called the priesthood of all believers. In a world where all religious figures held supreme authority over the rest of you ordinary people who don't get to wear one of these cool things, okay? Luther said, you know what? No, We are all priests before God. We are all called to serve the Lord. We are all those who proclaim the gospel. The work of the church is not just the work of the clergy. It is the work of everyone. And because of what Luther did 500 years ago, we are here today as members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Because of what Luther did 500 years ago, our seminaries proclaim the word of Jesus Christ. This is Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa, where I went, and my dad went, and my grandfather went. My nephew is a minister, but he went to that school in Minneapolis, whatever it's called. But who stands in the courtyard of Wartburg Theological Seminary? Martin Luther. Because to this day, we still teach Luther's words, Luther's teachings as the hallmark of our church. Now, you may not think about this, but Luther changed the world technologically. We live in a modern technological world, don't we? It drives everything about us. I imagine if I were to ask how many of you have a smartphone with you, most of you, including a lot of kids, would raise your hand today. Luther led the first great technological revolution in the history of the world. And it was not through the smartphone, but it was through this thing we talked about just a few minutes ago, the printing press. When Luther lived, the printing press was only about 60 to 70 years old, but he harnessed its power in new and unbelievable ways. Because one of the things Luther did was he wrote a lot, and he published a lot, and he would write and publish these little tracts. They were 8 to 16 pages long, because who wants to read a big book, right? And he wrote them in the German language for everyone to understand. And these little tracts were printed on printing presses all across Germany and distributed all across Germany and all across Europe, and it helped people know what Luther was saying. He had some of the first bestsellers in the history of the world. His use of the printing press transformed the world. If you're part of our men's Thursday morning group, you read and discussed this amazing book called Brand Luther, which simply talks about how Luther used the printing press to change the world. Luther changed his own language. Now again, it's hard for us to imagine, but can you imagine if you went to the library in Grafton or Port or Cedarburg or wherever, and you wanted to check out a book, and they didn't have any books in English, that every book they had was in another language and you couldn't read it. Imagine if you wanted to get a copy of the Bible, but you couldn't find a copy you could read unless you could read Latin. One of the things Luther did early in his ministry, when he was locked away in this room in the castle Wartburg for about 18 months, hiding away from the authorities who wanted to kill him, is he took the time and he translated the New Testament first, and then the entire Bible, into German. It was the first time that the Bible had been put in the language of his own people. And Luther's Bible, and this is actually Luther's very own copy of his very own Bible, Luther's Bible changed everything for his native Germans, because he wanted to bring God's word across to them so that they could understand it. He sought words and phrases, images that would convey biblical words and phrases. He actually invented words to help his native Germans understand what God's word was all about. This was an enormous deal. Luther is the equivalent to Shakespeare. How much did William Shakespeare change our English language and shape it? More than we can imagine. Luther did the same thing for his own people. And 500 years after he translated his copy of the Bible, it's still one of the favorite translations in Germany today. We're going to talk about this a lot in the adult forum today. Luther transformed the family in ways that had never been imagined. When Luther was born, there were two hierarchies. There was the hierarchy of the nobility, and then there was the hierarchy of the church. And it was seen, if you were a priest or a monk or a nun, if you lived a celibate life, you were considered higher than most other people, and everyone else was down below. One of the things Luther did, along with other reformers, is he emptied the monasteries and the nunneries and told priests and nuns and monks to get married, to get out there and live with everyone else in the proverbial real world. And he did that himself. He married a nun named Katharina von Bora, and together they had a wonderful life together. He called her my Lord Katie. She supported his family. In fact, she ran a brewery to help raise money to run his family. Luther and Katie had children. They had a large and wonderful, loving family. Their home in Wittenberg was frequently filled with guests, students, those who were traveling, who came to hear him. Luther was the one who taught parents the importance of being Christian parents. When a child is baptized today, we have this wonderful line in our baptismal service that parents are to be teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. To help parents be teachers and examples of righteousness for their children, Luther wrote this wonderful little book so moms and dads could teach their children the basic of the faith. And 500 years later, we still use this. Confirmation students, does that look familiar? That's your copy of Luther's Small Catechism. Seventh graders, you'll get one in a few months. 500 years later. How many books that were published 500 years later are people still regularly using? Well, Luther's Small Catechism, we are. Luther changed the world of music. Next to the Word of God, wrote Luther, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. That is why we Lutherans love singing so much, and it is so important to us. Luther loved music. Luther, as you can see, played the guitar. Luther loved bringing music into the church, not fancy high music, but music people could understand. Here's a wonderful quote about Luther. I'm going to start before the section you hear on the screen, or see on the screen. Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. It controls our hearts, minds, and spirits. A person who does not regard music as a marvelous creation of God does not deserve to be called a human being. He should be permitted to hear nothing but the brain of asses and the grunting of hogs. Music was important to Luther. Luther wrote many hymns. You probably know this hymn of Martin Luther because we still sing it today. And if you don't think Luther's influence on musical was important, ask yourself this question. How many Lady Gaga songs will we still be singing in the year 2517? But you know what? We'll still be singing Luther's hymns, won't we? And Luther even influenced our own nation. He lived long before the pilgrims sailed, but Luther's influence on the United States is also very important because countless millions of Lutherans have come to our nation for a new life. My grandfather, Julius Holmes, sailed to the United States in a steamship very similar to that in 1890. He was fleeing Germany. He came to the United States. He moved to Clinton, Iowa, and then he moved to Texas, where he became a Lutheran minister and served the church for 40 years in Texas. I bet a lot of us have a picture like this somewhere in our houses, don't we? That shows our ancestors, perhaps our great-grandparents, our grandparents, at their confirmation. That shows the importance of passing the faith down from one generation to another. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Cedarburg. If you look high up on the bell steeple, you will see the German inscription, this church that was founded by German immigrants. 7 million Lutherans live in the United States today. Grace Lutheran Church is here because of what Martin Luther did 500 years ago. And we still work today to bring immigrants to this nation, to give them a new life. In our gospel for today, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Luther knew that when he created his own seal. His own seal that emphasizes Jesus Christ, that's Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone, scripture alone. And let me just end with this quote from Luther. He says, I sin continually, but Christ has died and forever lives as my redeemer, priest, advocate, and king. What I really love about Luther is he was an ordinary man, just like you and me are ordinary people. He knew he was a sinner. He knew he fell short of the grace of God. He wasn't all high and mighty. He was not full of himself. But he knew that through Jesus Christ, he had been saved. Luther loved to talk about what he called in Latin, simul justus et peccator, simultaneously a saint and a sinner. That's every one of us. And Luther lived for Jesus, and he died for Jesus. And his work, his faith, and his heritage lives in you and me today. So this month, may we simply say, thank you, Brother Martin, for all you have done. And I encourage you to be here at 4 o'clock on the 22nd to hear our Luther and Katie presenters talk more about this amazing man. And I encourage you to be here on the 29th when we join in Christians around the world celebrating the 500th anniversary of what Martin Luther did to change the world.